Hi, I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal, bringing you the tip of the week. This week, we're discussing how to prospect and convert sales during a pandemic. And the tip is to be a phone warrior. Many of us had hoped that the pandemic would be a short-term concern, that we would shut down for a few months in order to give the healthcare system an opportunity to prepare for an onslaught of patients before returning to business as usual. Unfortunately, our hopes have been dispelled, and COVID-19 has taken up at least medium-term residence in our lives, businesses, and careers. What does this mean for salespeople? If you're like me, your go-to lead generation tools don't work in a pandemic. For example, I used to invite prospects to see me in action by attending public meetings or clicking on links to my appearances representing clients at regulatory hearings. However, those hearings are now telephone hearings. Prospects are not present to stop me and ask for my card. They don't have visual reminders to give me a call and hire me. Another favorite lead generation tool of mine, the promotional event, also doesn't work so well if the prospect isn't present in person, snacking on a tea sandwich whilst we discuss what motivated my prospect to leave his or her business or family on a Friday afternoon, brave the rain or heat or cold, fight traffic, drive in circles looking for a parking space, and suffer other untold inconveniences to meet with me. Someone who intends in person is much more likely to buy or move the sales cycle to the next step than is someone sitting at home in underpants and fuzzy slippers. I also favored in-person sales calls as a lead generation tool, where I would couple a meeting with an existing client with pop-up visits to prospects located nearby. But that would be a waste of time now because most people are not consistently in their offices. So with in-person lead generation tools off the table, I, like everyone else, am figuring out what to do because something that has not changed is that selling requires current action. Since being a road warrior clearly is on hold, should we become phone warriors? Zoom warriors? Let's look at some of these lead generation tools to see which ones work in a pandemic. But first, we need to define or redefine what we mean by a lead generation tool working. What does working mean? What does it mean for it to work? In-person lead generation tools typically lead to sales appointments or sales conversions within the prospect's current purchasing cycle. In that respect, remote lead generation tools don't work or don't work as well. They aren't really intended to, but remote lead generation tools can be used to get a sales appointment or to get a sales conversation started. And some of them are more effective at that aim than others. As a general rule, the more direct the lead generation tool, the better, the more effective it is. So calls and video conferences where there's a synchronous interaction between you and the prospect are better at generating sales than lead generation tools like this podcast, where I'm recording it without a live audience and you're listening to it in my absence. And I'm not promoting a particular offering that I have available at my company. So if my goal were to sell something relatively soon, turning this podcast into a live event, i.e. going live on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, where I'm promoting one of my offerings, such as consulting services, would be a more direct, connected, and effective way of getting a sales appointment or otherwise advancing through the sales cycle. However, you can relax because I don't use my podcast as a sales tool. I use it as a marketing tool. My intentions with this podcast are to educate prospects about sales and sales ethics and to get lawyers more comfortable with being salespeople or becoming salespeople. I also use this podcast to create brand awareness for Sales for Lawyers. Those are longer-term marketing goals that make selling easier for me, but that do not lead to immediate revenue and aren't intended to. I suspect, though, that Zoom meetings are about the same. They're educational tools that aren't focused on a particular offering and therefore aren't likely to lead to advancement through the sales cycle. So know what your goals are when you're deploying a lead generation tool. Is your goal to market or is your goal to convert? To convert, I recommend picking up the phone and calling prospects if it's a sizable expenditure, such as choosing Labor Employment Council to assist with COVID-related reductions in force. And I recommend email for small expenditures, such as a paid webinar on how to avoid legal exposure for selective layoffs during the pandemic. When you call, have something specific like this, like I just described, and current to talk about. For example, when you call the prospect up, tell them you're calling to discuss the impact that COVID is having on the industry, on their industry, and the likelihood of layoffs at their company. Your prospect is more likely to take a phone call on that subject than they are to schedule a Zoom meeting for that. So the old technologies actually are more effective than the newer ones in this pandemic. You've got to be a phone warrior, not a Zoom warrior. Also, recognize that remote methods typically take a bit longer to pay out than in-person sales and marketing activities. But there's no reason you should not be advancing the sales cycle using these remote methods. And there's certainly no reason to wait for COVID to be over before going back to market. I'm Siobhan, your Sales How-To Gal. Join me next time for another sales tip.